me the Hitman, sometimes the Peacock Assassin, Pet Killer, and stuff like that. It's not some sort of murder thing. It's more like a management problem, you know, pest management. I like to think I'm restoring peace to a neighborhood that's been under this assault, you know. And I'm saving everyone from that devilish racket. First thing in the morning, sometimes all day long, you know, into the night. Some of the neighbors called the bird Mr. P, okay. So that, for me, that's like Mr. Pest, or Mr. Pariah, or Mr. Pride, right? And pride is like one of the seven deadly sins. So.
As it were, the head of a serpent, and with a crest. The peacock hath an unsteadfast and evil shapen head. The peacock hath a simple, simple pace, and a small neck, and a blue breast, and a tail full of eyes. And the peacock hath foulest, foulest feet. So much for vile.
Mr. P was not my first peacock. I won't be my last. I mean, there's always going to be someone somewhere being driven bananas by all that ruckus. You can be sure I'll be here. I'll be here to answer that call.
So much for vile. Voice of a fiend, head of a serpent, pace of a thief. For the peacock, hath a horrible, horrible voice.
Yeah, people say, oh, how can you do that? You know, it's such a sublime, beautiful bird, right? But beauty is only one part of the sublime, okay? And the other part is terror. And that's what I see in the peacock. I mean, that's a terrible bird, right? Grotesque, even. It's disgusting. Have you ever looked at those feet?
And a small neck, and a blue breast.
And scary. All those eyes staring at you, you know, from the tail. You know, they got eyes. Tail side. I mean, it's like something straight out of the New World Order. You know, Illuminati, whatnot. As some journalist referred to, an apparent gunshot wound. I don't even own a gun. I've never used a gun. I made my own device for this. I don't have a patent, so I'm not going to talk about it much, but I'm telling you, it's not a gun. That was not a gunshot wound.
For the peacock. The peacock.
I just don't understand all the negativity. I mean, you just think about the buffalo. Now there's a beautiful beast for you. And look what we did there. How many millions killed there? Or think about the wolf. I mean, that's another true beauty. We'd almost wipe them out. Beavers. There's another one. Yeah, Craigslist, everyone talking about the ad on Craigslist. But you know, there are plenty of other ways to find me. I have my own Facebook. I have my own Twitter feed, you know, get the word out. Like I say, there's always someone wanting to get back their peace and quiet. The fact is, I'm the real Mr. P. And the P is for peace.
The job is simple, full stop. Get rid of a wild peacock that is disrupting our lives, full stop. If you've ever heard a peacock's call, you know it is as loud as a car horn. Full stop. I put in earplugs and put a pillow over my head.
Full stop.
Sometimes this works, sometimes not. Please contact me so we can form a strategy to eliminate this bird. Full stop.
Full stop.
Also, to agree on how much you will be compensated.
Full stop.
Full stop.
For the peacock. The peacock. Had a humble
Food processing facilities and meat packing plants are becoming a major hotspot for the coronavirus pandemic.
Out here in the wide open landscape of rural Goodhue County, it's hard to imagine space. But on the Patterson farm, inside the hog barn, they're running out of room.
High fiber, not very nutritious, lower calories. I've been kind of saying it's like salad for pigs.
If they get too much bigger, they won't fit the machinery at the processing plant and will be sold at a severe discount. Many of these pigs should have had their last meal sometime last week.
We've got perfectly good pork on the hoof right here today. We just need to get it into the grocery stores. And
these pigs were destined for the Smithfield Processing Facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, until more than 800 workers caught COVID, forcing the plant to shut down on Easter. Then last week, JBS in Worthington, Minnesota's largest pork processor. And facilities have been falling like dominoes ever since.
We've got perfectly good.
Comfrey Farm in Windham, closed. Tyson in Iowa, Farmland in Illinois. In the upper Midwest, only Hormel and Quality Pork in Austin are still open. Now sits idle. Meanwhile, hog prices for farmers have fallen 39%. But consumer prices for pork and bacon have only gone up. From shortage to supermarket.
The whole system is really built on on-time delivery of the animal to the plant to the, you know, to the processing, and the processing to the grocery store so we can get it to the consumer. So any one little piece in that that's thrown out of whack, and there can be big problems.
Congressman Jim Hagedorn says farmers will likely need another $40 billion in assistance before the pandemic's over.
Processing.
They didn't do anything wrong. Their operations were pretty sound 6 weeks ago. All these hog operators, they weren't, you know, killing it or anything, but they were doing okay. And now today they're facing extinction, so we have to help them out.
Less than 3 weeks, I've got hogs that are supposed to come from our nursery into my facility, and if I don't have my hogs out, we've got nowhere to go.
What everyone fears is the mass destruction of animals. According to the Minnesota Pork
Association,
3,000 pigs were destroyed last week. Another 200,000 could be put down in the next few weeks if the processing plants don't open soon. Euthanizing perfectly healthy pigs.
Killing it or anything.
Not just a financial hit, a psychological toll as well.
As a farmer, it's very tough on me. We do everything we can to keep those hogs healthy. Having to euthanize any of them at any point seems like a humongous waste.
A few months ago, few would have predicted a human threat to America's food supply chain. Just like no one predicted out here, space for livestock would ever be a problem. Fox.
Should we take care of the chickens first, Caleb? Good night. You want to feed the chickens and get the egg? Are you collecting eggs?
Yeah. Okay. At the end of the day. Uh-huh. And feed them. And at night.
Green and then some oyster shells in there. Can I add some oyster shells to that bed? There you go.
Of course, there's like unseen factors that come into play, like love and compassion, things that you can't really just like ignore. I mean, you can try to.
Two egg cartons. Can you carry all this?
Like, we just had to kill our heifer. She was taken to the slaughterhouse and shot in the head. We had had for 2.5 years, Esperanza, and it's sad. And I hate her. And I hate to like pet. We petted her and I hugged her and stuff. But we had to slaughter. Basically, that's what happened.
Oh, Moby. Yes. Cool. Stand there in the middle, huh?
The sunflowers look great. Yeah.
Our cows escaped a couple months ago.
Wow.
And my brother installed this latch system here.
How far did she get?
They came up into our backyard.
This one here closest to us is Dolores because she's always crying. Dolores in Spanish means pain.
Should we go around? Or are we going to... Okay, let's put that this way, actually.
Even when she looks totally happy, she'll be like... Sometimes she'll be making little whimpers, but she's okay.
She's got those curved tail feathers there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, they curve down, I see, yeah.
And then we have one rooster that's been here way longer than the other, so he's sort of the boss.
And then there's Boromir the boar, Little Red, the big red pig.
They don't really fight each other.
Our four market pigs don't have names because they're market. They're going to go within a month or so.
And there's some of the chicks right there.
Hi, Guinevere.
Esperanza, our cow, wouldn't say, oh, it's beneficial for me to be slaughtered and turned into meat.
Hey, baby. She came right over. None of the other chickens care. This is the chicken that gives back. Yeah, you're such a sweet girl.
Like, that was her destiny. As far as my definition of destiny and farming and all that goes.
She's stunted.
Yeah, she does look smaller than everybody.
These two came with her. They're all the same age. She's about half the size. Go find your girlfriend. Over there.
See what happened to her foot. Yeah.
See, they come over. They know.
Yeah.
There she is. All right, Caleb. I'm going to put that food in.
She was taken to the slaughterhouse and shot in the head. Yeah, I just assume say slaughter. I mean, sacrifice. Usually you don't eat anything you're sacrificing. Yeah. She was slaughtered. And we'll eat her and we'll respect her and it'll add all the more value to our food. And all the meat that I eat afterwards, even if it's not her, I'll think about that. I'd rather relish in it than live, or trying to rationalize it, but try to bounce it off my body. I would rather just like absorb the emotion.
I kind of start getting settled in for the night. It's good to get the eggs before they're up there, otherwise you risk getting pooped on.
No, I don't want to die. I don't think they're like that all the time. We have to give the animals a certain degree of respect. Like they don't necessarily think of death in the same way we do.
Yeah, we lock them in, otherwise the raccoons will eat them. This girl's sitting on eggs, locked in here in the corner, so she doesn't switch boxes.
I kind of think that animals have, they don't have the same fear and like dreaded horror of death that a lot of people have. They approach it much more pragmatically. I mean, approach is maybe the wrong word, but they like. I don't think they think about it in the same way that we do. I don't think they contemplate death like people do. They don't like dwell on it. So I think, I mean, if you keep that in mind, it's not as bad. I don't know. I tried to assume animals are that way.
Here all night. This girl's sitting on eggs, locked in here in the corner, so she doesn't switch boxes.
Well, she said Esperanza probably understood because she sort of saw her, like, laying down on her back like cows never do. Like, she was surrendering, sort of.
I don't remember seeing her like that. But, yeah, I do think animals have a sense of the energy, yeah, that's out there.
Yeah. Our cows escaped a couple months ago.
Wow.
And my brother installed this latch system here.
How far did she get?
Yeah, it wasn't ideal. If in an ideal world, we would have done the slaughtering here ourselves, and she wouldn't have been afraid in her last hour or two of life. That's the part that I regret. Not her getting turned into meat, but just the part that we had to take her to the slaughterhouse and go through that whole kind of that cold atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.